You are about to receive a phone call from a correctional facility. Your conversation will be recorded and may be monitored. If you do not wish to receive this call, please hang up now.
This call is originating from the Macquarie Correctional Center.
You're about to receive a call from a criminal.
I've got it.
Please hold on to your purse and your belongings.
I don't want Gary to drain you because...
Drain another straw, Rachel, another straw. No, it's all good. I have everything signed in contracts. The good news about having a lawyer as a co-e is I write all the agreements are legal contracts.
He sign them?
And they're signed. I have a copy of them. Michelle has a copy of them, yes. All done.
What's that? All right, and do you think that Gary needs to go out and get another source of...
I've told him. I said, you cannot rely on this and that. You are no longer viable. Yes,
and
you're getting there, and yes, yeah, I've just given him I've said, mate, you'd be gone from being a mate to being a client. And I'd have to tell you this in the bluntest of terms, is you need to get a job to support this, and you can't survive off what you're doing, so... Can't keep going digging a hole. You need a deferment of debt. You need another source of income. You need another source of revenue, and you need another funder. None of those things are going to happen. You know, your numbers and you're doubling and doubling and doubling. Yes, that's great, but that's not going to happen fast enough for you to sort of, you know, you can make this business
and
survive enough. That's the way.
Nina's oblivious, but then I get worried.
You're fine. You'll be fine. You're doing good. You stick at it.
It's all good. Yeah. But I could be putting my energy into learning to be, because I've got the mat and bar license.
Do both. You got time.
Well, it's just I've got to wait till I can afford to spend the money on getting a reformer license. It's $3,000. I'm not. Yeah, that's a lot of money. I'm fucked. What are you laughing at? It's such a rip-off, like, to get the reformer's license.
For a license to go teach a $60 an hour course? Fucking hell.
That's exactly right. And I'd be getting...
You've got to do 200 hours just to pay license back.
Correct. I'd be driving around, like, Menai.
200
and
hours of work just to pay back the license. Yeah, that's not a job.
Actually,
that's a hobby.
I'd pay it back in 6 months, actually.
Yeah, but...
I spent $1,200 getting my Pilates. Yeah, okay. Did I make that money back? Yeah, I made it back, but I've broken even. There you go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's one of
to
those.
To say I'm a Pilates instructor. Yeah.
You're an instructor. But you don't earn any money from it. But you, no, I'm saying yes. That sounds like fun, and I'm sure you should be really. You'd be really good at it. And keeps you healthy and fit, but for making money, sales jobs make you money, and you're getting good at it.
But who else is going to employ me at it?
Anyone will employ salespeople, Rachel. Salespeople are hard to find. That's the whole thing. Admin girls are dime a fucking dozen. Fashion girls are dime a dozen. But a girl who can sell and cold call sell, very rare.
Okay.
So why do you think I keep saying to you, this career make you more money of any other job you've ever done in your entire life?
Yes,
get
but
a job
not my fear. My fear is that I haven't made any sales from Skin Virtue.
No, but you only just started.
Yeah, okay.
You only just started. This is all about building pipeline, not about selling. You've got to do it in three steps, right? You're converting an unknown business into a known. You're converting a potential client into a sample received, you know, potential customer. Then you're turning a potential customer into an actual customer and then servicing an actual customer. There's a lot of steps in it. Don't just think you have to sell to them. You have to build a relationship with them. And that is a time.
I'm doing that.
Yeah, so you're learning to build rapport. You're learning to build trust and you're learning to disarm. That is the skill set you're learning. And that can be applied.
You know, like Nina is good and she's a good, loyal lady. I do like Nina. She just can't. She's no good on the phones, Jay.
No, she thinks she is.
If it, No, it's a waste having her on the phone. She's very good at the technical side of it. Amazing, actually.
Yeah, but the like fluffy training. Selling, no. Gary's probably better at it.
Gary's way better at it.
That's why I've got him on the phone and her more just... But she's got to do something, Rachel. I've got to needed to do actually something other than just fluff, you know.
Well, Nina's actually, you know what Nina's really good at? She's like your 10 out of 10 admin girl. That's what she's good at.
She's very good at that. But Gary's
very good.
Sort of switch Gary into sales and put her in back end.
No,
there's
he's
nothing
got
to
do
fucking admin on this business. They're not selling shit. I did more a month in a fucking from my office more a month single handedly than I do in a fucking year.
No, look, they're getting the swing of it. Gary's pretty good.
They're just starting.
Cool.
Look, all it is they've got three tough months ahead of them, and then they'll be okay because they're just getting the swing of it now when we should have had the swing of it 3 months ago. It's taken an extra 3 months to get everybody into the whole, this is how we use this, and this is how we do this, and this is how we do that. So, yeah, he's getting there, but it's taken an extra 3 months to get it. So they're 3 months behind, and at least the good news is this time of year people start buying shit because it's the spending seasons. So at least you got 3 good months ahead of us with September, October, November, December. So if we can carry that momentum into it, we'd be able to get through this and survive.
But he's got to find another source of income other than you.
Yes,
he cannot.
That's true. Both of them do. Well,
no warning.
Were getting paid for the other job.
Yeah,
he needs to get the sales job back at fucking CNC. He needs to get the job he had back that they've given to somebody else. And he's got to bite the bullet and go hammer it into these guys.
100%.
That's why I said
Vegas.
You've got someone else driving around doing your job that you're better at that you should be getting paid for. Fucking go. You got to put the hammer on these guys. Oh, they're just softly around these fucking Serbian fuckers. I'm like, no, you got to go hammer and tong. You
That's
guys are drowning. They're stepping on you. They're stepping on their daughter's head and drowning over Peter goes out and parties on rack. You know, it's like, get real. My hatred is for the fucking Peter Poofter. It's another Larkham. It's like fucking just a drainer.
He's a freak.
Full fucking scheming, plotting drainer.
Yep.
You know, drains everything he gets his hands on. Fucking leech.
He needs a good kick up the ass.
Kick up the fucking ass, that's for sure. Yeah, it's like, I go, Gary, I've got another 3 years before I can get a job. I can't earn any money in here. Well, I've got tax return coming and I've got Phil's deal coming. Apparently the movie, Phil's read the first two episodes, he said they were really, really good. They've got the writer from The Crown, you know, the series The Crown?
Yeah, is that the one with the one that, the Royals, that Crown?
Yeah, the Royals, that one, the one of Emmys.
Yeah, that's a great one. That was a great series. And
so he said it's really good because the episode, it's on ITV, London and beyond and Stan TV. So it's a big production, he said. But we're looking
fantastic.
To do stories. We're doing stories of the next story, so the follow-on, the spin-off series, and that one we can make money from. So that's what I'm working on. So.
Well, you
want to
make money out of the first one somehow.
I can't make money out of the first one.
Mm-hmm.
You can. You can get paid something, but I can't.
How can I get paid something out of it?
You get 10 or 20 grand for it.
But what? To do what? Just nothing?
Just for your rights. To use you in the story.
Okay, yeah, that's smart because I made them sign it away.
Yeah, so he has to.
Okay, you want me?
You get something. Yeah, you'll get something. Not much. You won't get much, but 10 or 15, 20 grand is better than nothing.
Anything. It's a tough gig out there. Like, it's a tough.
Well, Rachel, try working for 50 cents an hour and getting $40 a week and trying to live off $40 a week in here, and I've got to buy all my food and phone and everything. So don't worry, it's just as tough in here.
Oh, it'd be worse.
Except you starve. You just days you don't eat because you haven't got any food or money.
Days you
don't watch TV
because
you're... No, you're doing it tough as it is.
You have to pay for the TV. Oh,
yeah,
what about
TV,
I get scared. There's only one thing I'm scared of. I'm scared of getting stabbed in Bankstown.
Oh, yeah. It's a real, you know, just be, don't go out at night.
I don't, but in the shopping
center. During the day, it's very unlikely. Very unlikely.
I'm a bit scared, like a little bit.
Don't be scared. You're street smart. Just don't be oblivious.
Yeah, I put my hair up and everything. Like it's,
yeah, just don't be scared. It's in the middle of the day, you're fine. Late at night, walking the streets, different story, but, you know, don't go out at night. Have everything delivered. You live in a secure apartment. Get rid of that fucking drug addict, drug dealer next year. And that's it.
Oh, this week they've been quiet. Now I'm curious as to, are they away or are they left? No, there's no smoking. They're quiet this week, but I'm a bit scared of them as well, with Isabel being on her own in the apartment and stuff.
They can't get into the apartment. You got bolted.
I want to put a chain. No, someone broke into theirs, kicked the door in. So I want to
put
a chain
on. Yeah. Chain's easy to do.
Yeah.
So Gary, come over and do it.
We are in a rough area, like a bad area.
You're in a rough area. You're not in Vaucluse anymore.
No, we're not in.
I'll be back in Vaucluse
anymore. Yeah. I mean, I'm okay, but we like the apartment. Isabel's got a gorgeous room.
Yeah, just for another couple of years. I get work release in 3 years. So in 3 years' time, I can be out working, I can earn money, and I have jobs lined up already. So
you have work
I'll
lined
make
up,
money.
Like
yeah,
but
like
what
work
about
for business.
Like corporate work.
Yeah, working for businesses, earning money.
Fantastic, that's good.
Yeah, it'd be fine. It'll be all right in the end. Just another couple to go. Just got to get through this bit.
Just stay out of trouble.
I'll be fine. Don't worry about me. It's all
dumb
good.
Dumb.
Don't worry.
All right,
fine.
Call me back. But this weekend might be a bit busy just with running around after Isabel. But
call me
back
Sunday
when
either.
Yeah, okay. That's great. That's perfect.
All right.
Speak
to them.
Sweet.
Okay, bye.
Take care. Okay, bye.